What's happening locally? The news.
And we're going to take that morning look, some of the local news stories here in the Republic of Panama. President José Raúl Mulino will assume his mandate facing a monumental financial challenge. More than $14,000 million are required to cover pension payments in the next 10 years. A revealing report from the Actuarial Technical Board, dated the 31st of May, delivered to the Ministry of Economy and Finance and the Board of Directors of the Social Security Fund, reveals the serious situation of the exclusively benefit subsystem defined as Disability, Old Age and Death, the IVM. The report, to which La Prensa had access, indicates that time has run out and decision-making for the disability, old age and death regime cannot be delayed. Postponing the decision will just have serious economic, political and social consequences for the country. This report is based on the 2021 financial statements, which was carried out in 2024 in the absence of one of the three actuaries who must make up the board. On January the 12th, the outgoing president, Laurentino Cortizo, appointed Lineth Rodriguez as actuary, whose position expires in 2029. After her arrival and with the full actuarial board, the report was made. The economic team of President-elect José Raúl Mulino is supposed to already have this report when they met on Tuesday with Minister Hector Alexander. Without a doubt, the pension crisis is one of the great challenges that the Mulino government will face, who inherited a dragging problem that was not resolved by any of the last three governments, neither that of Ricardo Martinelli, neither that of Juan Carlos Varela, and not by Laurentino Cortizo. The purpose of the actuarial report is to alert both the CSS board and the central government to the financial situation of the pensions. The crisis is more alarming as the years go by. Both the current report based on 2021 data and the past actuarial analyses from the years 2018, 19 and 2020 show the financial fragility of the subsystem. Actuaries Luis Pimentel, Eduardo Rodriguez and Lineth Rodriguez come to the conclusion that the financial gap is so large that it's not possible to see the magnitude of the IVM deficit if measures are not taken to balance it. After 10 years, we see that the growth of the deficit is accelerating, going from $2,511 million per year to levels now of more than $5,617 million per year in 2049. The Actuarial Technical Board indicates that both its projections, scenarios, and those of the CSS Actuarial Department reach the most important conclusion of the report. The reserves of the exclusively defined benefit subsystem and the trust were exhausted between the last quarter of 2023 and the beginning of this year. The end of the reserves is the most crucial moment for the CSS. As payments to retirees increase each year and the income from the worker-employer quota disintegrated for this program is not sufficient, of course, to meet the commitments. Money is taken from reserves or savings to pay the pensions. The suspension of the tender for the construction of Phase 1 of the new National Cancer Institute, the ION, was lifted by the General Directorate of Public Procurement. The decision of the DGCP was adopted after resolving the claims presented to the public event and after the Ministry of Health, MINSA, the bidding entity, sent addendum number 4 to said addresses, by which corrective measures are applied to the specifications of charges. The date of presentation and opening of the proposals is scheduled for the 25th of June, as stated on the Panama Compral portal. The tender for Phase 1 of the new ION was published on February the 15th on the Panama Compra portal, and companies were expected to present their proposals last April. Meanwhile, the prior meeting and approval was held on the 22nd of March with the participation of 22 company representatives who requested an extension of time to prepare their proposals. However, complaints arose. The cost of phase one of the projects amounts to $72,737,233, an amount requested by health authorities during a discussion of the 2024 budget. However, the budget assigned by the Ministry of Health for this year for the work is only $20 million. The next government administration of José Raúl Moreno plans to continue with the bidding. This was stated by the president-elect during a visit to the ION on the 31st of May. Moreno said that his visit confirms and reiterates the commitment to this hospital that is so important for the country. He also reiterated the commitment in his mandate, which begins on the 1st of July, to build the new oncology hospital. José Rulobo Pineda, former candidate for deputy of the Democratic Revolutionary Party, the PRD, and Alejandro Pérez, former candidate for deputy of Realizing Goals, the RM, paid in cash the $25,000 of the bonds necessary to challenge elected deputies in their circuits. Rulobo Pineda, nephew of PRD deputy Raúl Pineda, challenged the four deputies of the Vamos coalition in the 8-2 San Miguelito circuit, Eduardo Gaitán, Luis Duque, and Alexander Brenes, and Yarelis Rodríguez. Pérez, who inherited the candidacy for deputy from former President Ricardo Martinelli, attacked the five elected deputies of the 8-4, Roberto Zúñiga, and Jorge Bluis from Vamos, Grace Hernandez and Ernesto Cedeño from the Otro Camino movement, and Javier Sucre from the PRD. For me, the issue of challenges has the purpose of ensuring that we, the independent deputies, are not present on the day to vote in order to choose the president of the assembly. And it catches my attention to see in the file the way that the bail was paid, in cash. It's something that really catches my attention, Alexander Brenes, one of those contested in the 8-2, told La Prensa. On July the 1st, the day a new assembly is installed and José Raúl Moreno takes office as president of Panama, the new board of directors of the legislature will be chosen. Luis Eduardo Camacho, elected representative of the 8-2 circuit for Realizing Goals, is seeking votes for the presidency of the assembly. Panama won an arbitration claim filed before the International Centre for Settlement of Investment Disputes by a Dutch investor, which demanded compensation of at least $60 million for the intervention and liquidation of a brokerage house reported this Wednesday by the Panamanian government. The international investment arbitration claim was filed by Dutch investor Joachim Bernard Busse, former CEO, president, and majority shareholder of the Panama Wall Street brokerage house. Busse sued Panama in 2017 under the bilateral investment treaty between the Netherlands and Panama, arguing that the inspection, intervention and liquidation of PWS by the Superintendency of the Securities Market violated the aforementioned agreement and deprived it of its investment, explained a statement from the Ministry of Economy and Finance. Busse, who accused Panama of allegedly failing to comply with its obligation to provide fair and equitable treatment, claimed compensation of at least $60 million plus interest and moral damages. After a multi-year arbitration procedure, which included the presentation of multiple rounds of briefs, precautionary measures, documentary production phases, a hearing held in November of 2021 and a second closing hearing in March of 2022, Panama achieved a resounding victory for the state, getting the court to completely dismiss all of Busse's claims and denying him the requested compensation, the MEF indicated. Currently, the Ministry of Economy and Finance is working on a bill to remove one Balboa coins, known of course as Martinelli's, from circulation. This was announced on Wednesday, and this was by the general manager of the National Bank of Panama, the BNP, Javier Carrizo Esquivel, who said that this project is being addressed as a matter of urgency. The measure would be due to the counterfeiting of the coins. Carrizo Esquivel specified that the designated minister of the Ministry of Economy and Finance, Felipe Chapman, is already aware of the issue and the results would be seen in the coming months. The MEF is working on a bill to withdraw these coins quickly, In the meantime, keep them in the piggy bank, it was commented. The coins mentioned by the BNP general manager were issued in 2011. Carrizo Esquivel will continue as manager of the BNP by appointment of the elected president, José Raúl Molino, whose term begins next July the 1st. His statements were given in an activity organised by the BNP, where the entity detailed the achievements and results of the 2019 to 2024 five-year period. And that's it for this morning. Those are some of the items that are in the local news, and they've been compiled for you for this morning's programme.